Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. We talk a lot in the small business space about know, like, and trust, and how we can move our customers on that journey from just meeting us to trusting us. But we don't spend as much time talking about trust in terms of our leadership and our team. And in the small business space, trust is even more key to your success as the leader of your business. When your team trust you as their leader, they'll feel more committed to you and so motivated to reach your business goals. When there's an environment or a culture of trust, we have fewer misunderstandings as people communicate more openly, they share ideas, they collaborate without worrying what's going to happen. This open exchange then creates innovation and efficiency. Team members feel more empowered to take a calculated risk, to try something extra. And trust reduces the amount of time you need to spend micromanaging. You know that you can confidently delegate, knowing that your team will handle everything, or if something goes wrong, they will tell you. Because that's the real problem. It's not that people make mistakes. It's that we need to know that they will come and tell us so that we can rectify it. Essentially, if you have trust in a team, whether that's with you as the leader in the team or within the team, it creates a happier workplace, boosts productivity, leads to better results, and a healthier bottom line. So how do we develop this trust? And I know you might be listening to this going, well, my team completely trusts me. And that's great. But the important thing is that we are aware not just of what we're doing that's working, but how we're doing it. So that if anything ever falters, we know how to fix it. But also so that if something's working, we know how to amplify it. So let's walk through some of the essentials for trust. The first one is authenticity. I know vomit, such a buzzword. However, you need to show up as you are, as your true self, as the leader, which will allow your team to know that they don't need to put on a show when they come to work. They can see that when you say, I want you to come to work as you are, you mean that. Your actions align with your words. That's going to build credibility and show your team that they can rely on you. If you're showing up as your true quirky self, that allows them to feel like they can show up as their true quirky selves. And this is important, right? You want your team to trust your judgment. You want them to follow your lead. And for them to do that, they need to believe in you. And in order for them to believe in you, they need to know who you are first. The second element you want to focus on is consistency. I want you to think about any friendship, any relationship you've ever been in, any boss you've ever had where like they ran hot and cold. That is an incredibly stressful place for someone to live. Now, hopefully you're going to be a consistently good boss, but the idea is that when your behavior is reliable, your actions are predictable, your approach is consistent in good times and in bad, whether things are going well or things are going not so well, it creates a really stable space for your team. They know what to expect from you. That makes them less anxious. If they're less anxious, they can focus more on their work. So consistency is not being inflexible. It's being reliable, dependable. It's doing what you say you will do. It's having the same standards for everyone. It's upholding what you say your core values are. You want to show your team consistently that they can count on you, day in, day out, good times, bad times. The final essential is communication. Communication is more than just talking. It's about creating a two-way street and actively encouraging feedback and input. If you have trust, team members are going to be more likely to speak up. They'll voice their concerns about your ideas, about things that are going wrong, what they can see on the front line that you maybe don't know about. And this creates incredible insight for you. They also don't spend time second-guessing what they're saying or the intention behind a message someone sent them. Trust creates a directness which cuts through noise, reduces misunderstandings, so you're not dealing with conflict, but you're also resolving things quicker, and you're building this lovely forward momentum. And where you have all this open communication, it creates an inclusive atmosphere, where you're encouraging diverse perspectives, people can feel valued for what they bring to the table. So as a small business owner, ensuring that your team feels safe to communicate openly, yes, it's going to improve your workflow, but it's also going to help you tap into that collective brain power of your team, which means more innovation, more ideas, and more growth. There's a quote that I love that I can't remember. I think it's from a news story, actually, where someone was saying that trust is won in droplets and lost in buckets. And I love that because it speaks to how much care and attention we need to give trust, not just when we're trying to build it, but when we already have it. And in a small business, a bucket could be the difference between success and failure.